Mill, now you did mention something like this coalition that you are in has, I guess you said half a dozen or something of Muslim organizations. Did I understand that?
Yes. I wish I had the list in front of me, but
okay.
I don't. But it's,
but I mean,
it's got, it's got so
okay,
many.
Half a dozen, that's like six organizations.
Yeah, but more than about half of our, like, MLFA is one of the organizations, for example.
Okay.
Muslim Legal
where I'm getting with this, Layla is like, she feels she's been abandoned, and she's been abandoned by the Muslims in the United States, first of all, and she's been abandoned by everybody else around her. How do you explain the reluctance of Muslims in the United States to actually get involved in cases such as Ziyad?
Yeah, what some of this is my opinion, I guess, but I've just seen a couple of things. One is fear. We saw that in Tampa with Sammy's case. The FBI starts interviewing everybody around, and people think, well, look what happened to Sammy, and I better be quiet because maybe I'll be next. And I think that's a lot of it. And I think
also basically terrorism.
Hmm?
Terrorizing people.
Yes. Yes, I think they're intimidated, definitely. But who wants to be arrested next?
Okay.
And I've talked to Muslim youth, and they're all, they want to help, and their parents are telling them, you know, don't do that.
What about these? Okay, that's the average person. What about these Muslim organizations? Do they know, I mean, do you know of any Muslim organizations that actually supporting Layla and her son?
You know, I don't think right now, maybe there will be soon, but I don't know right now. The National Coalition is trying to support her. Yeah, and I would kind of urge people to go to that website and consider joining, because I think we're one of the few organizations, and we are a large coalition nationwide, and that's really, we focus on this particular issue, you know, and civil liberties for everybody, but in particular, you know, those terrorism cases.
Okay.
So I would encourage people to do that. So.
Robert, yeah. do you think like maybe involving the United States Congress in this thing, is that a plausible idea, or maybe it's too soon for that?
I think that all of those options should be explored. You know, the problem is, you know, Congress does things, not, and this is my own personal opinion, but, you know, it does things for its own political purposes and often, and not to really look at issues. I mean, there was those hearings last year, those disgusting hearings sponsored by Representative Peter King,
on
radical Islam.
Peter
so,
King,
right. So, you know, I'm always hesitant to say, you know, go to Congress, because you could end up with, you know, with something like that. But I'm certainly one of the lawyers that thinks that, and you know, it's not one size fits all. Certain cases should have certain strategies. That the more the public knows about a particular case or a particular situation, the better. You know, that there are people of goodwill, Muslim and non-Muslim, who are offended by what happened and what is happening to Ziyad Yagi and his family. And I think that, you know, that has to be, that's often just as, if not more important than what we do in court.
Okay. Layla, did you try to get on? I know it's been a few years, because I know you for a few years, and I know since I've known you, you have been dealing with this for a while now. Have you tried to actually get on one of the nationwide networks? Have you tried, like, get on CNN, NBC, CBS, any of those programs? Did you contact any of them?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay. Well, maybe, I mean, that's the advice that I would give you, is try to write to everybody. And I'm sure somebody will invite you on. Of course, you know, you do need to coordinate everything with your attorney. That's, you know, number one rule. Don't do anything unless he tells you to. But I would say if publicity is, if you and your attorney decide that publicity is where you need to go, and I'll be more than happy to offer my services and my contacts to you. But you really need, if publicity is where you go in, and also publicity is going to help you with the finances, because I'm sure if you, you know, we're talking about Court of Appeal here, and then if that doesn't work, probably going to go to another, to the next step up to the Supreme Court. I mean, that's as high as we can go. You need lots of money for that, so you need to be exposed nationwide, and the only way you can do this is by writing to a lot of these programs with the networks. I really think you need to look into that.
When this first happened, a lady from News and Observer interviewed me, and
where?
She sympathized with me a lot, and she found out from her talking to me.
Don't believe journalists. They're liars.
Yeah. After she found out that from talking to me that there was nothing like, you know, the media portrayed it, she didn't like, you know, what I said, and she went looking for something, you know, to talk about that had to do with jihad. So she went and she wrote an article that had nothing to do with my son, like completely different.
That's exactly
to exaggerate the point, yeah.
You know, they're going to be nice to you. They're going to be sympathetic. And, yeah, that is wrong what happened to you. But they actually look at, because let me tell you something. In journalism, good stuff and good news stories and solving a problem, that's not what they look for. They
right.
look for something to actually, something more exciting. And jihad is one of them.
Yeah, but she was looking for something like that.
Yeah, to with the help of your attorney, maybe draft a letter that you can send to these nationwide, you know, like Good Morning America or something, and or CNN. And I really think if it's explained properly, it should get the attention of somebody in there, or it might get an attention of, you know, a someone who's well known. That will take it. I mean, it could be an actor, it could be someone in music, it could be, you know, anybody. But I think that's what we need to, that's where you need to focus if publicity is going to be your thing. So, Robert, so I guess, you know, what we understand from this is people are actually in jail in the United States for many years. For things that they never did, accused of things that they never have done.
Exactly. And in some of the entrapment cases, in prison for things that the government did. In many situations, and yes, no, that's a reality. And I do also just want to mention, when people go to prison, the conditions that they're under. Ziad Yagi is kept in 23-hour-a-day isolation in a federal high security prison in Florida. He has no.
That is still the case as of today.
Oh yes. Yes, as we sit here tonight, that's where he is. And he's allowed one phone call a month to his mother. He's obviously, you know, thousands of miles away from myself as his lawyer. I've been able to see him once. But the conditions that he's kept under, and it's really, and he's not alone in terms of these cases, you know, amount to torture. And, you know, that's another whole aspect of this situation.
So you have people who actually committed murder of the first degree sitting in a 5-star jail cell, and some little kid who did not do anything is sitting in solitary confinement.
Yes, but, you know, I mean, the government says he's a, you know, he's a terrorist, right? You know, and that's what we have to do. And you know, they create this fear that goes over to the general population that these things are accepted. And if you met someone like Ziad Yagi,
If let's say you prove that the government did something wrong, and you get, and hopefully you will get Ziad out, what does the government say? Is like, oops, sorry, we lost? Or is there anything, how can Ziad recoup some of the time and the pain and the agony and you know, whatever went on with his incarceration? Does he get anything back, or just go home? Sorry, or they probably will not even say we're sorry.
Well, I would defer this to his mother, but right now, I mean, we'll take it coming home, and then we'll worry about that.
Okay.
We want him home.
It's heartbreaking when you think that some of these hardcore criminals are sitting pretty in these jails with TVs, and every day they go out, and every day they can get visits and all this. But yet, a young guy, just because he happened to be a Muslim, basically because he happened to be a Muslim. I mean, if he was not, then none of this stuff would have happened to him.
Well, I mean, and that's a point that I think we have to keep stressing. I mean, you know, one of the things, even in later in the Boyd case, after Yagi left, you know, I mean, the target practice in the woods. Do you know how many of the right wing militia groups in this country engage in that, and they're never prosecuted? But you know, if it's Muslims doing it, well, that has to be a terrorist conspiracy, right? And you know, it just shows the hypocrisy.
Okay. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick